Welcome back, Reality Wine fans. This is Jessica Music, your host, and I have Jin with me. We're podcasting. We are on, what, day 20, I think, of Survivor?
Possibly, yeah.
We're near the end. We're so close to the end. There's like, what, 6 days left, 5 days left?
Mm-hmm.
So let's get started. Let's recap it. What do you think about, okay, so on the last episode, did you see that Drea had called out Omar to everyone?
I think maybe it cut off.
Yeah, because last night when I was watching it, I was like, I didn't realize, because when I thought Drea had left, I was just like, great job. I'm super, that's how I wanted to go out. Kudos right. to you guys for getting me out that way. But when they showed last night's episode, she actually called Omar out to everyone. She's like, I just want you all to realize that he is the only person that knew I had to steal a vote.
Uh-huh.
And so the only way that Mike knew about that is because Omar told him.
Yep. So that, of course, showed that obviously there's an alliance there or something. And also she just showed how deceitful he can be. You can't trust this guy. So she blew up his game before she left.
But she also, in the jury's mind, if he makes it to the end, that's something that goes in his
portfolio. Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As he played her.
Yep.
So, I mean, it could blow up his game, but it could also give him a vote, you know, as that being a strategic player.
Oh, yeah. And I think that's what everybody was going into, you know, this episode concerned about is like, whoa, it, you know, is showing that he made this big move and he's, you know, looking like a hard person to beat now.
Right. And he wasn't on anyone's radar either. And he was making all of these moves and no one knew about it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So this is going to be interesting to see how this episode plays out. So now Drea's out, Lindsay's amulet is now an immunity idol since she was the final person left. And so she has to use it at this tribal council or it won't work. Right.
Right.
And so were you surprised that Omar gave Mike the idol back? Because he's holding Mike's idol, right?
Right.
I thought that Omar was going to keep it. I didn't think that he would give it back.
Yeah, I know. Because he kind of implied that. Like, I could keep it. I don't have to give it back. So that was interesting.
Yeah. So what do you think about Mike's conversation with Marianne? When everyone was sleeping and they had that conversation about taking Omar out?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I thought it was clever because, you know, it doesn't look like they're scheming because nobody else sees them, you know? And I thought, you know, what he said about, listen, nobody's going to think that we're, you know, teaming up and, you know, making moves together. And so this is like a really good plan. And I thought that was great. Mike is playing the game.
Mike is such a good player. I really like the gameplay. He's such a good player. What do you think about Marianne confiding in Mike about her having an extra vote? Do you think it was the time to do that? Or do you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, technically, she had to use it by this tribal. So, right. You know, it was going to get out there either way because she most likely was going to use it. But, yeah, so, you know, them kind of – it showed her alliance to him saying, listen, I'm going to share something with you. You know, and so, yes, I'm willing to do this. So that kind of gave more trust to Mike that, okay, you know, she's willing to do this. I found it really weird that later Marianne is the one making the move saying, trying to convince him, let's still do this plan. That was weird.
Yeah, but she was, well, because Mike was wanting to take out Romeo. He wasn't wanting to take out Omar at this time, right?
Right.
But she's like, no, you don't understand. We need to, this is our chance to get out Omar. I have an
extra. Exactly. Yep. And so I'm so glad that, you know, I'm so glad about later.
Agree. But I was surprised that Mike was giving her such pushback because her strategy, because he's a great player. I really love the gameplay, but I was really surprised at how he was pushing back against her. And she was like, no, you don't understand. I have an extra vote. We have the numbers. This is right. our chance at Omar. Who's Romeo? Romeo's not even playing the game. The only thing that Romeo does is eat rice.
Yeah, eat rice and float. That's it.
Yeah, because he's not going to win.
Yeah.
He hasn't won. Not playing the game. He doesn't have any alliances. He's not talking to anybody. People are just using him in the game as a number.
That's right.
So Mike wanting to take out Romeo doesn't make any sense. I don't understand that gameplay. And it's interesting, too, because Jonathan was on the same
page as him. Yeah.
And I don't understand where they're... Do you get why they're wanting him out so bad?
Well, it just seemed like what she said. Like, they almost were playing scared. Like, let's just go the safe route. And she's like, no, I want to make a big move. So they wanted to go the safe route, and she still wanted to stick with the original, you know, thought that they had discussed.
Well, this is a chance that they have because they have her extra vote, and she has to use it at this trial.
Correct.
So if you're going to make a play, this is the week to do it.
This is the time to do it. That's right.
Yeah. So so we're at day 22. It's we have the final six, and it's time for the immunity challenge. Do you want to talk about this immunity challenge and what they have to do?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Just first of all, I have terrible balance. So to be spinning, I would not have done well.
You would look like Marianne out there.
Yes. She was like, oh my God, I thought it was so cute that she twisted back the other way around to try and
That doesn't work. Just like, never have I seen that before, but okay.
I know. Hey, it was still clever.
Okay.
Anyway, so the immunity challenge is that they are in this spool of wire, and they've got to unspin themselves, which makes them incredibly dizzy. Then they have to cross a balance beam, and during the balance beam, they have to be able to bend down and untie some knots that hold a key. Then they move on to the puzzle pieces, where they have to solve the puzzle, and then it's a reward challenge. So the reward is either grilled chicken and vegetables or chocolate cake and cookies. And I want to know what you would have chosen.
Honestly, well, I've never been in a position where I'm starving the way that they are. So,
yeah.
No, thinking game-wise, I would want the protein to fuel. So I would have chosen grilled chicken and vegetables just game-wise. I probably would have been dying to have chocolate cake and cookies, though.
Yeah.
So you're crazy.
Oh, right? Nate and I talked about it, and he was the same. He would have gone for the protein. I was like, oh, hands down, even though Jeff said something later that, you know, I was like, it would have been the chocolate cake and cookies.
Chocolate cake and cookies is going to make your system crash. You're going to have an extreme high, and then you're going to crash. You're going to feel like crap.
Yeah. So for the I have a really big sweet tooth, so that would have been my choice.
But then you also have to think about it, because Jeff says that – well, after they win, he gets to tell, he tells them, now whoever wins, they get to, if you choose grilled chicken and vegetables, you get to take two people with you. Right. If you choose the chocolate cake and cookies, you can take three people with you. So that having that choice, maybe I would have changed my mind, but I probably wouldn't have, because I would have wanted to take the two people that I was most aligned with. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And left the floaters. So, yeah, that's what. So I still would have taken the grilled chicken and vegetables.
Okay. So during the challenge, of course, you know, Jonathan's out in front. Lindsay's right behind him, just like she has been. And they've been 1 and 2, 1 and 2, almost every single challenge. Marianne, of course, is dead last. She can't get her senses about her.
Yeah, she was a mess. She was a mess.
I know. And then freaking Omar comes out from behind. He was like in third or fourth, because at that last part he was like fourth coming up that ladder to do the final part, but he ended up winning.
Yeah, he figured out that puzzle real quick.
Yeah,
he was terrible at the actual challenge part of it, with the spinning and the balance beam and the untying of the keys, but when he got up there and he was figuring out that puzzle, he was like, he had it. It was it.
Mm-hmm.
But Marianne was right there with him when it came to doing that puzzle. So she had a huge comeback.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, which was kind of surprising, because usually she, you know, Omar and Marianne, for the most part, don't do that well in challenges.
Right.
But yeah, were you surprised that he won?
Yeah. I was like, man, he's pushing hard.
So when they were playing that game, I was just thinking to myself, Jen, you and I, we need to play the game. We sign up and just play the game.
Are in perfect shape. Get out there.
I would be fine with the challenges, but the doing the puzzles and anything that has to do with memory and balance terrible balance. So those would be my weaknesses, but yeah. I would love to play the game. Like, we need to sign up and play. I'm sorry. I'm going to make Nathan sign you up. Like, sign your wife up. So, all right. So he ends up, so Omar wins the reward and he ends up choosing the chocolate cake and cookies.
Yep.
Were you surprised at the three people he took?
I would say no. It's the people he's genuinely talked to the most and gameplayed the most with.
Yeah.
And I can understand why he chose Romeo, because Romeo apparently hasn't had any rewards because the guy literally does nothing.
Right.
And he's like super skinny.
Yeah. I see. I understand exactly why he took the people he did, because he wants to weaken Lindsay and Jonathan. They are beast savage challenge players. Like, they
absolutely
everything. So them not getting the reward and getting food is going to weaken them, right?
Yep.
Also gives Omar a chance to have conversations with Marianne, Romeo, and Mike, who he's had in his ear pretty much throughout the game.
Right.
So I pretty much understood why he chose them as well. So where are we at now? We have,
well, Jonathan and Lindsay are, of course, not getting anything. So they're back at the camp and they're eating the rice. And it seems like the two of them are trying to play each other. And I'm just glad that, like, Jonathan's not believing her anymore. Because, like, you know, they were tight. But now he sees through her gameplay and that she's really not supporting him or wanting to play the game with him.
Yeah. Jonathan was, like, talking to the camera. He's like, we both are completely lying to each other. And we
yeah.
know that we're lying to each other. So he's like, you know what? I'm just going to go take a nap.
Yeah.
We don't have this conversation anymore because we both know we're just playing each other at this point.
Yeah.
So they definitely have each other. She wants him out and he wants her out. And I get it. They both I mean, if it comes down to the two of them, who knows who's going to win, because they both play such good games.
Yeah.
So we have Mike and Omar are the only ones at this point that know that Lindsay has an idol and that she has to play it at this. She has the immunity idol, right?
Right.
And she has to play it at this tribal council, but she only told Mike and Omar about it. So Mike decides that he's going to go tell Jonathan and Marianne about her idol to make sure that he gets them on his side.
Right.
What do you think about him telling them about her idol?
Well, he must have trusted him enough, because, you know, in order to do that, it could always backfire. Just like last, you know, tribal. Perfect example. Omar was the only one that Drea told, and then she freaking called him out. So, you know, he trusted them enough. I mean, Mike's been working with Jonathan. So I was just Marianne. I wasn't sure. I'm like, okay. But she did tell him about the extra vote. So I felt like, okay, that's a fair trade there. It was good for them to know that.
Yeah. So she's like, I have an extra vote. So we have two votes tonight. And then Mike said, you know what? I have an idol. And if it comes down to it, I'll play my idol for you. And
yeah. So,
like, okay. You know what? I'm completely safe tonight. And I'm on board to take Omar out, because that's what... Or they're both on board now to take Omar out, and they're not looking at Romeo anymore. And now Marianne also knows that Lindsay has been playing her this entire time, because she didn't confide in her that she had that idol. She had told the other two guys.
I was a little worried. They showed that scene where she was just very quiet in her thoughts at the campsite. And what's her name is sitting there?
Lindsay?
Lindsay. Yeah. Lindsay's sitting there, and it almost seems like she can kind of feel that Marianne's mood has shifted. And I'm thinking, uh-oh, you know, and I was just worried that would give her some sort of heads up that she knows something, but thankfully that doesn't end up playing out.
Right. Yeah. Marianne, you could definitely see that she was having a moment.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it was a little like, oh, careful. Don't be too much in your feelings right now.
Yeah, because she's so just out there. So it just looked very, you could tell there was a mood shift.
100%. So we are on day 23. It's time for the immunity challenge. You want to talk about this immunity challenge and what they have to do?
Yes. So they have to race over a series of obstacles, then cross a bridge containing steps that they have to untie and build up to a staircase. And then they have to maneuver a ring up a tower to collect two balls and finish a table maze. And the first person to put the ball in the end of the maze correctly wins the final five spot.
Yes. So this one looked really hard because they had to untie each of those stairs. And there was like sections of stairs that they had to untie. And they had to go. And these stairs were like a puzzle. Like they only fit in certain sections, right?
Yeah.
And they're large stairs as well. So they're carrying these stairs and they're having to build this staircase as they go up. And Jonathan and Lindsay, of course, were neck and neck. It was a race between the two of them pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
And unfortunately, Lindsay pulls off the win.
I know. Jonathan seemed to not do very well with fitting the stairs because they went a particular way depending upon, you know, it's they're actually puzzles to build the stairs. And so he just didn't do very well on that.
He hasn't been good at the puzzle pieces.
Yeah.
That's not his deal. So,
right.
And if I was playing the game, that would be one of my weaknesses as well. So, well,
girl, you need to like do a bunch of puzzles.
Okay. So you guys posted on Facebook that you guys were building this family puzzle.
Oh yeah.
That's an amazing idea. So what do? I go on Amazon, I buy this puzzle, and it sat on the table with like five pieces put together for a month.
No!
Yes, nobody touched it. It just sat there collecting dust, and then all of a sudden pieces were on the floor, and I was like, oh, no one's going to put this together.
Oh, that was so cute.
Yes. Man. And so now the puzzle is in its box in the drawer, and it probably won't ever be seen again.
Oh, my gosh. That stinks, though. You know your brother is so competitive. So he challenged himself because he had 1 week off, you know, of work, and that was his challenge.
See, this puzzle, though, this puzzle was so difficult. It had numbers on the back of the pieces, had letters. So all the A's went in this section, all the B's went in this section, all the H's went in this section. That's how difficult the puzzle was.
Well, actually, that's, like, really clever because we didn't have that.
This puzzle, and I'm going to see if Nathan can put it together because it is so hard.
Yeah. And then you can frame it.
Right. You're like, here you go, Nathan. It's all for you, buddy. It was a great idea. Just it didn't work at my house. But I do Survivor. I'm going to have to do some puzzles because it's not my fun spot. I guess I don't really enjoy sitting there. Maybe if I was drinking wine, that would help.
Yeah. And then just study different types of puzzles.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. All right. Gym and just work out. All right. So Lindsay pulls out the win. And tonight is the last night also to use the shot in the dark die. So pretty much tonight is the night to use everything.
Correct. Like because her amulet, she's got it. That's now turned into an idol. She's got to use that by tonight. She's won the immunity challenge. So she's got the necklace around her, which leaves it. Everyone's scattering because they're thinking, oh my God, she's going to save Omar. She's going to give him her hidden idol.
Right. But in her mind, she was thinking, if I use this idol, it's going to go back out and someone's going to be able to use it in the last, 4 days of the game. And she didn't want that idol to go back out into circulation. So she didn't want to use it. But I don't think that she really said that to anyone.
No, she didn't. So that's why everyone was scrambling because they thought for sure she's going to save Omar since they've been, kind of scheming together. And they've got to come up with a backup plan, which is where the situation comes in where Marianne's saying, what? You want to change our idea? No, let's move forward with Omar. I've got the extra vote. Now's the time. And Jonathan and Mike are scared and going, let's do the safe route. Let's just get Romeo out.
Right. And Lindsay is thinking it's all Jonathan. Lindsay is like, she thinks that she has everyone on board and Jonathan is going out. Like,
yeah.
And no one's talking game to her. So she is like, okay, she's not even worried. She's not worried about herself anyways because she's safe. But she's like, and I don't think that she's worried about giving her amulet to Omar because I really think that she thinks everyone's on board to take Jonathan out.
Oh, yeah. She was confident. She was totally not even considering it. Yep. So then we get to tribal.
And, yeah.
Yeah. So that was interesting.
Yeah, so we're at tribal council. Lindsay is completely confident. She even tells Jeff that she feels confident in the conversations that she's had about where the vote is going tonight. She's not worried about anything at all. Mike says that he trusts the people he's had conversations with tonight as well. And then Omar, this is where when Omar says what he says, this is when I'm like, I think Omar's going out. Because Omar says he's survivor confident in what's going to happen tonight, which means he's not confident at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as he said that, I was like, I think they're going to take Omar out. I think Marianne is going to do a blindside.
Yeah.
Then Jonathan says, you know, something's happening where someone is being lied to. And Omar is like, there's definitely the possibility of a hidden immunity idol coming out tonight or an advantage. And someone's going to be on the receiving end of a blindside. And as soon as he said that, I was like, oh, it's him. He's talking about it's a survivor confidence. There's a blindside happening. It's definitely going to be him.
Yeah.
So then they ended up voting. And it's funny how Jeff pulls out the votes, right?
Yep.
Well, no one played an immunity. No one played anything.
And that's what I'm saying. Even though all that conversation is happening where Omar is even hinting towards he doesn't feel safe, Lindsay still is like, I've got this in the bag.
No one played the shot in the dark dice. No one played an advantage. No one played an idol. Nothing.
Well, Marianne played her advantage, which was the two.
Oh, votes. Right. Yes. Played her vote.
Yes.
So Jonathan ends up getting two votes. Romeo ends up getting two votes. And then Omar gets the third vote because Marianne used her second vote for Omar.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Otherwise, it would have been 2-2-2.
Yep.
So, who knows what... They would have had to do...
a revote. And if they don't, then it would go down to fire.
Fire or rocks?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So, then Omar turns to Marianne and said, you did it. Well played. That was a blindside, you know?
Yeah. So that's
great for the jury for her.
Oh, yeah, totally. Because she even admitted it, too.
I mean, Marianne has not been my favorite player this entire time. You've really liked her from the get.
Yeah.
She had a great strategy. She played it well, and well played, Marianne. That was a great blindside. All right. So when Omar was voted out, did you see Lindsay's face?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, she was so confident, overconfident, that she didn't think she needed to help Omar, and she thought she had it. So now she knows she is alone in this game.
Yeah. And Omar goes out and he's like, well, I'm going out and I was survivor confident.
Yes. Are you surprised that Romeo did actually commit and vote the way that Marianne asked him to?
Not, he's a floater, girl. Like, he just goes with the flow.
Yeah, I know. But he has been closer to Omar than other people.
Yeah, I guess he has, yeah. But I don't know. Like, yeah.
That was the one question I had. I knew Marianne was going to play her too, but I didn't know if Romeo was going to follow through. So I was glad that it worked out.
Oh, 100%. I'm just happy that Jonathan is still in the game.
Yeah.
And we're at the final five. So next week is the season finale. It's on May 25th. And it looks like it's going to be a fight to the bitter end.
Yep.
We have got our five left are Lindsay, Jonathan, Marianne, Mike.
And Romeo.
And Romeo, right. So who do you think is going to take it? Who do you think the final three are?
I'm hoping it is Marianne, Mike, and Jonathan, which would be that's my three.
I think it's going to be Mike, Lindsay, and Jonathan.
I'm hoping that this next round they get Lindsay out. I'm hoping that Jonathan wins in order for them to get Lindsay out.
I definitely want her to go out, but I don't know. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Yeah. All right. So anything else you want to add to this one?
Nope. That is it.
Other than well done, Marianne, I know you want to say it.
Yeah.
You did so great. Mm-hmm. Great. This is a great season. I really am enjoying the season. I really like the players. I think they've got great strategy. They got great. The chemistry is good as well, you know?
Yes.
And everyone, when they leave, it's like they are going out and they're just like, they're going out and they're like, well played. Like that's if I want to go out, that's how I want to go out.
Agreed. a lot of them have been blindsides, which, you know, of course, us, the viewers, love to see. But the people who are blindsided, most of them are not jaded. They appreciate the game. They respect the game. And, you know, that's the way it goes down. Something else Jeff said when they were coming into, I think it was the Roar Challenge or the Immunity Challenge this week. He's like, you guys are still smiling on day whatever. He's like, that's amazing. You're having, you know, the toughest time at the, you're the greatest opportunity, but you guys are still smiling.
Yeah, it's a great season.
Yes.
Great. All right. Well, we will be back podcasting the season finale on next Thursday. And hope everyone has a great rest of your week and weekend. And we'll talk soon.
Okay. Bye.
Right. Bye.